Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I am going to prove to you 12 times that the White House and the President of the United States of America has lied to you when it comes to Joe Biden being involved in his family's corrupt business dealings. Over and over and over again, the White House has lied to you, and they have said to you, when asked the question, that Joe Biden did not know about any of Hunter Biden's business dealings. Now, we have been exposing, and I want to make this very clear, a ton on Hunter Biden. We have been exposing what he has been doing in our podcast. If you have missed any of what we've, all the episodes we've been doing, go back and grab our podcast so you know exactly where we are on this deep dive investigation. Now, I'm going to play for you the White House asking Jen Psaki, and I'm going to let you hear, take a listen to this, her lying to you and the White House lying to you about Joe Biden's involvement in Hunter Biden's business dealings.
And the president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes. Go ahead.
There it is. There's the quote. The president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, yes. Now, let's go through some of these lies so that you know. President Joe Biden, White House repeatedly denied that he and Hunter Biden ever discussed the first son's controversial overseas business dealings. Yet, there are at least a dozen times we can prove when Joe Biden had to know what his son was doing. The latest example emerged last week when it was revealed that Hunter Biden got his dad to write a recommendation letter to Brown University for the son of a powerful Chinese business associate, Li. Now, Li is directly involved with the Chinese Communist government. Quote from the email, Jonathan, Hunter asked me to send you a copy of the recommendation letter that he asked his father to write on behalf of Christopher for Brown University. Hunter Biden's then business partner wrote to Lee, the Chinese businessman, on February the 18th, 2017, in an email first revealed by Fox News. He told Lee, quote, the original, quote unquote, was being shipped by FedEx to the university president, Christina Paxson, directly at Brown University from Joe Biden. Lee is the CEO of the Chinese investment firm BHR Partners, and in 2013 established a subsidiary, a Harvest RST, Shanghai Equity Investment Fund Management Company, known as BHR, where Hunter Biden was a founding board member and held a 10% equity share through a company called Shankatitles, something like that, I'm not joking, Shankatitles, something like that, LLC. After the White House refused to say whether the first son remained a part owner after resigning from the board in 2019, Hunter Biden's lawyer finally told the New York Times, quote, that Hunter no longer holds any interest directly or indirectly in either BHR or the other company. Okay, so we know that Joe Biden had to talk to his dad about his business dealings to get his dad to personally write a letter for one of his business associates from China's son and then FedEx the letter directly to Brown University. He lied to you. The White House lied to you. Jen Psaki lied to you. Number two, Hunter Biden also arranged for his dad to write a letter to Georgetown University, Hunter's alma mater, on behalf of Lee's daughter. But neither child got into the elite institution, the Post understands. During Wednesday's White House press briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said, quote, I have no confirmation of any recommendation letter. The president wrote when he was a, quote, private citizen, by the way, and not serving in public office. It doesn't matter. The president lied about not saying, claiming that he wasn't involved in his son's business dealings. You're not writing all these letters of recommendation personally as the former vice president of the United States of America for random people unless his son was working with them with business. So when the White House tells you that they, oh no, we don't know anything about this, right? We don't know nothing. The president's never talked to his son, his crackhead son, about his business deals. Really?
And the president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes. Go ahead.
So I hope every single one of you will share this audio with your family and friends. It's all out there in our podcast. We have like 20 of them now exposing the Biden crime family. Now, if that's not enough, let's go with number three. Hunter Biden acknowledged in a 2019 New Yorker magazine article that he and his dad once discussed Hunter's job on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings, which paid him as much as $833 a month when Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States of America under President Barack Obama and when Joe Biden was in charge of the Ukraine policy. Quote, Dad said, I hope you know what you are doing. And I said, I do, he recalled. So the idea, has Joe Biden ever talked to his son about his business dealings? And the White House continues to lie to you and says,
and the president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes. Go ahead.
So they're liars. They're scumbags and they're liars. That's time number three. How about number four? In December of 2013, Hunter Biden and his first daughter traveled to China on Air Force Two with then Vice President Joe Biden during an official visit. It was a six-day trip to Asia. Joe Biden met with Chinese President Xi and other officials and was also introduced to Lee, that's his business partner, who he wrote the letter of recommendation for his son by Hunter Biden in the lobby of the hotel where the American delegation was staying. Now, let me be clear. You can't just randomly walk people up to the vice president when they're in a foreign country, especially when it's China. without it being prearranged. It doesn't just have like, hey, Dad, I got a Chinese dude I work with that I'm not going to tell you I work with that I want you to meet and get a picture with or talk to in the lobby who you're going to write letters and recommendation for his children to get into different American universities. You and I both know it doesn't work that way. So does the Secret Service, by the way. Afterwards, Hunter Biden sat with Lee for what both sides claimed was a social meeting. With Hunter Biden telling the New Yorker, how do I go to Beijing halfway around the world and not see them for a cup of coffee? Again, let's go back to the White House's repeated lie. Another lie they've said over and over again, the most recent at the White House this week. They're lying to you.
And the president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes.
They think you're this stupid. They think you're this dumb. They think you're so stupid that you would actually believe that Hunter Biden went on a 5-6 day trip to Asia with no business involved. And then did, even though he was doing business, his dad didn't ask him about the business dealings. Come on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of what is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Number 5, lie that they told you about Joe Biden having no involvement with Hunter Biden's business dealings. How about this? In 2019 text message to his daughter, Naomi, Hunter Biden bitterly wrote, quote, "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years, he added. "It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, that's Joe Biden, I won't make you give me half your salary." Wow. Hold on. Let's go back to the tape. I thought the White House said they never talk business. How do you give a man half your salary if you don't talk about business?
The president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes. Go ahead.
That's still the case? Really? You sure? Yeah, because they can lie to you because the media doesn't care. They cover for them. Hell, they're the ones helping them tell this story. Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain was revealed this week to have actually hit up Hunter Biden for him to give $20,000 to his dad's foundation that maintains the vice president's official residence. We now know that as a fact. We have it in the emails. Number six time that Joe Biden lied to you about his son. As vice president, Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden's business partner, Devin Archer. He came out and did that big deep dive interview with Fox News Channel. I think it was Tucker Carlson back in last year, right before the election, when he was trying to whistleblow on how corrupt the crime family was. But remember, the laptop was not being able to be reported on by any news network because they knew it would be so damning to Joe Biden's chances of getting elected and beating Donald Trump. Now, Devin Archer, his partner, had a meeting with Joe Biden in 2014 in April, around the same time that Archer joined the Burisma board, and shortly before Hunter Biden did so. According to Senator Ron Johnson, a photo that surfaced more than 5 years later shows reportedly Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Archer posing with golf clubs on a golf course in the Hamptons in August of 2014. In February, Archer was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison for an unrelated bond fraud scheme that targeted the impoverished Olga Sayus tribe of American Indians. Sounds like a great guy, right? So the idea that he never talked about his business dealings with his sons, let's just look at the picture. It was then Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, with Burisma board member Devin Archer, in the Hamptons in 2014, 18 holes of golf, and you don't think you're talking about your son getting on the board of Burisma? Come on. Really? That whole golf outing is business. Check the taxes. I bet you somebody wrote it off as a business meeting. Number seven. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's go back to the White House. Hey, White House. I've told you six times his dad was involved in the business dealings. What is your response?
The president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Okay, they're still sticking with the story. All right, well, then let's move on to number seven. A Burisma executive, an advisor to its board, actually sent Hunter Biden on April the 17th, 2015, an email that said, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It really is an honor and a pleasure." So this Burisma executive, an advisor to its board, sends an email to Hunter Biden saying, "Thank you for letting me come to D.C. Give me the opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It really is an honor and a pleasure." You think they didn't talk about business? Because the only thing you could possibly talk about is business at that point, right? Like, who the hell are you? How do you know your son? Like, you're not a friend, so it's got to be business, right? Like, I'm sure Hunter Biden said, "Hey, Dad, I'm bringing this guy on the board, a Burisma executive, an advisor, and I really want you to meet him, spend some time with him. It's really important to our crime family, and I need you to make him feel special." And clearly, Hunter Biden thought it was such an important moment that he asked the sitting vice president to do this for him. And guess what the sitting vice president did? He did it. Come on, man, to quote Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the kingpin of the Biden crime family. That's meeting number seven. Let's go back to the White House real quick. So, White House, are you still sticking by your story this week that they never talked about business?
The president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, we're at number 7. So, let's go to number 8. Joe Biden attended a dinner at Washington, D.C.'s D.C. Cafe Milano with some of his son's business associates from Ukraine, Russia, and Kazakhstan. A photo apparently shows the Bidens posing between two of the guests who attended that night, a Kazakhstani banking oligarch and a former prime minister of Kazakhstan. In January, one of those two men was arrested in a plot to overthrow the former Soviet Republic's government following his ouster as head of its counterintelligence and anti-terrorism agency. Nothing to see here, right? Former Kazakhstan prime minister in January arrested in a plot to overthrow the former Soviet Republic's government following his ouster as head of its counterintelligence anti-terrorism agency. You think all these guys had dinner with Hunter Biden and his dad, who's the president or vice president at the time, and didn't talk business? Again, I'll quote Joe Biden. Come on, man. And let's go back to the story that I was talking about earlier. Tony Bobulinski, remember that guy? Let's talk about him. He was the whistleblower that, again, told us about Devin Archer before the election. And nobody would tell that story except for the quote, right-wing media. Guys like myself. Guys like Rush Limbaugh at the time. Guys like Sean Hannity. Guys like Mark Levin. Guys like Tucker Carlson. We were telling you this story. Oh, well, hold on. 8 times now we've proved there's connections to Hunter Biden and the business dealings. Wait, let's go back to the White House. Jen Psaki, you guys have been lying to us a lot. You still want to stick to the story?
And the president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. The president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case? Yes. Okay, so you're playing golf with his business associates from overseas, and you didn't talk about business, and we're supposed to believe that. You have a guy you sit down with in China who's doing business with your son. They're having coffee, and they make sure you meet in the hotel lobby, and you didn't say to your son on the flight over to China or on the way back, hey, it was a guy I met. How do you know him? Oh, I do business with him. You're playing a round of golf with a bunch of guys, and some have been arrested. Playing golf with another guy that's been arrested, who are all working with your son. You got another guy that flew over to spend time with you as the vice president, and emails are back and forth saying thank you. You got text messages from Hunter Biden saying, hey, I'm paying for everything in the family. At least I won't take half of what you make when you grow up like my dad does. You want me to believe they didn't talk about their business dealings? The quote again, come on, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough. that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Number 9. Former Hunter Biden business partner Tony Bobulinski revealed in October 2020 that he spoke with Joe Biden in May of 2017 after being introduced by Hunter, who described Bobulinski as the one who's helping us with the business we're doing with the Chinese. According to Bobulinski, the whistleblower, by the way, a guy that came forward before the election and nobody out there would touch the story but Fox News and Tucker Carlson and other conservatives like myself. According to Bobulinski, he identified Joe Biden as the quote-unquote big guy with a 10% share in a planned deal with CEFE China Energy, owned by the Chinese Communist government. The former vice president told him, quote, keep an eye on my son and brother and look out for my family. Because his brother, the uncle of Hunter Biden's, also in deep you-know-what right now. But again, according to Bobulinski, who is actually is a real former, I mean, real legitimate businessman who realized this was a bad arrangement. A guy that tried to run away from the Bidens after he realized what they were doing said the former vice president told him, keep an eye on my son and brother and look out for my family. Bobulinski also said he later asked Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, about the possibility that Joe would run for president in 2020. Quote, he looks at me and kind of chuckles and says, plausible deniability, Bobulinski said. He knew they were just whoring it out and doing shady things. He knew they were doing things that were probably illegal, referring to Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's uncle, James Biden, or Joe Biden's brother, I should say, James Biden. Now, again, that's another example of them knowing about the business meetings. Let's go back to the White House this week. They're going to continue the lie, because if you just keep saying it long enough and the media keeps repeating it long enough, it's got to be true.
And the president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes. Go ahead.
So, I mean, they're just going to, yeah, yes, no problem. Any follow-ups for anybody else in the media? Nah, why would we do a follow-up? We don't need to follow up on the Biden crime family. Why would we do that? He's our guy. He's the big guy. We don't care because we got rid of Donald Trump. We don't care that we framed him. We don't care we lied about the dossier. We don't care we lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. We don't care that we impeached him off of false pretenses. We don't care that Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee have now been fined by the Federal Election Commission for lying about the money they were spending on the Steele dossier. They don't care they used that information to impeach the president. They all knew they were doing it, which was a coup attempt on a free and fair election, on the people who voted. They don't care because the media's all in. Now, apparently, 9 times is enough. Let's give you example number 10. And I hope every one of you will grab this podcast and you will share what I'm giving you right now with your family and friends, because it's all there for you to share it so everybody can hear what the media is not covering. Number 10, emails show that in September of 2017, Hunter Biden asked for a new sign and additional keys to an office he was running in Washington, D.C. The House of Sweden office building, which is home to the Swedish embassy. The sign was to say, quote, the Biden Foundation in Hudson West, CEFE-US. And the keys were for his father and stepmother, Joe Biden, as well as Uncle James Biden and, pay attention, America, a Chinese executive named Zhang Wendong. Let me just pause there for a moment and talk about the business executive. I think this is kind of important, a good point to pause. These emails reveal how Hunter Biden tried to cash in big on behalf of his family with his Chinese firm. We now know that the laptop's real. We know the emails are real. And so let's just go through this real quick. Hunter Biden pursued lucrative deals involving China's largest private energy company, including one that he said would be interesting for me and my family. Emails obtained by the Post now confirm. One email sent to Biden on May the 13th, 2017, with a subject line expectations, included details of a financial package for 6 people involved in an unspecified business venture. Biden was identified as the chair/vice chair, depending on an agreement with CEFE, this communist Chinese government energy company. An apparent reference to the former Shanghai-based conglomerate, CEFE China Energy Company. His pay was pegged at $850. And the email also noted that Hunter has some office expectations he will elaborate. Now, in addition, the email outlined a provisional agreement under which 80% of the equity or shares in the new company would be split equally among 4 peoples whose initial correspondent to the sender and 3 recipients, with H apparently referring to Biden. The deal also listed 10% for Jim. 10% for Jim would be his uncle, Jim Biden, the brother of Hunter Biden. And 10% held for, excuse me, I want to get this exactly right. Quotation marks. 10 held by H, that's Hunter Biden, for the big guy. Neither Jim nor the big guy was identified further. But we know that Jim's the brother and we know the big guy is the dad. And it's clear that Hunter Biden's saying, I need to hold the big guy's 10% in my share. The email's author, James Galar of the international consulting firm J2RC, also noted, I'm happy to raise any details with Zhang if there is shortfalls. Zhang is the apparent reference to Zhang Zhangjun, the former executive director of CEFE China. The email is contained in a trove of data that the owners of a computer shop repair in Delaware said was recovered from the MacBook Pro laptop that was dropped off in April 2019 and never retrieved by Hunter Biden. The computer, as you know, was seized by the FBI and a copy of its contents was made by the shop owner, shared it with the Post. Don't worry, this story apparently wasn't good enough for the media to actually report, because they needed to make sure when it came out that everybody thought it was, quote, Russian disinformation, so we don't have to report on it, so we can make sure that Joe Biden is elected. If you think that's not enough, another email sent by Biden as part of a August 2nd, 2019 email chain involved a deal he had struck with the since vanished chairman of CEFE for, quote, half ownership of a holding company that was expected to provide Biden with more than $10 million a year. It's a lot of money. Yi, who had ties to Chinese military and intelligence services, hasn't been seen since being taken into custody by Chinese authorities in early 2018. And CEFE went bankrupt earlier this year, according to reports. I wonder why. It's what you call cleaning the slate in China. Biden wrote that Yi had sweetened the terms of an earlier three-year consulting contract with CEFE that was to pay him $10 million annually. $10 million annually for introductions alone. This is the mafia, folks. This is the Biden crime family. Quote, the chairman changed the deal after we met in Miami to a much more lasting and lucrative agreement, quote unquote. This is all in the emails. To create a holding company, 50% owned by me and 50% owned by him, Biden wrote. A much more lasting and lucrative agreement? Not bad for the big guy. Consulting fees is one piece of our income stream, but the reason this proposal by the chairman was so much more interesting to me and my family is that we would also be partners in the equity and profits of the joint venture investments. A photo dated August 1st, 2017 shows a handwritten flowchart of the ownership of Hudson West split 50-50 between two entities ultimately controlled by Hunter Biden and someone identified as the chairman. Credit cards issued against the account were used by Hunter, his uncle James Biden, and James' wife Sarah Biden to purchase more than $100,000 worth of extravagant items, including airline tickets and multiple items at Apple stores, pharmacies, hotels, and restaurants, the report shows. The company has since, of course, been dissolved because we whitewash it. And Hunter Biden's law firm, Oshawa PC, was one of the two owners, according to the report. Biden's email was sent to Dong Wen Dong, whom the Wall Street Journal tied to the purchase of Yealink companies of two luxury Manhattan apartments that cost a total of $83 million. Nothing to see here, folks. Dong also owns a sprawling mansion in Great Neck. He's got a lot of money and has direct ties to the Chinese Communist government. Everything's fine. Hey, White House, just out of curiosity, you still going to deny that there's involvement? Oh, of course we will.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Number 11. It's the 11th time that so far we can connect the dots. And again, I don't believe this is going to be all that we find out. But these are the ones that we've been able to put together where we know that Joe Biden knew about his son's business dealings. There's a meeting with the Mexicans. Let me tell you about this one. 2015. Then Vice President Joe Biden hosted a group of his son's Mexican business associates at the vice presidential official residence and actually posed for a photo with Hunter Biden and a group of possible business partners, including Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim and Velasco. We have a picture of it. This isn't something that should shock anybody. Let's dive into this headline for a moment. Hunter Biden used Joe's VP home, the Perks, to pursue a deal with Carlos Slim. Hunter Biden used the president's residency, the parties, to make sure that they met with Joe Biden and also had flights on Air Force Two to pursue business deals with Mexican billionaires. While his father was in office, records prove Carlos Slim with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden in the residency in 2015. We've got the picture on the laptop. There it is. Hunter's involvement with Slim, at one time the world's richest man, commenced soon after a White House state dinner. The magnate attended in May of 2010, along with Joe Biden and his wife Jill, to honor the Mexican president Calderon. The diary on Hunter Biden's Havana laptop showed he and Slim were both guests at the State Department luncheon during his visit, which was hosted by his father and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. This is getting fun. All of the men, don't worry, they got invites to attend as well. The charm path that always opens for Hunter when his father meets a foreign leader or oligarch led him to Mexico on a VIP trip the following year. Hunter's diary in May 2011 showed a tentative tour hosted by Carlos Slim of the tycoon's private museum in Mexico City, which Slim founded and named after his late wife, containing priceless sculptures from pre-Spanish era. It is the most visited museum in the country. Quote, there could be no greater honor offered to Hunter than a private tour with a billionaire founder. Hunter also had breakfast with Slim's friend, another Mexican billionaire, Carlos Bremer, at his magnificent villa in the shadow of the Oriental Mountain Range in Monterey. Bremer, former director of the country's stock exchange, had donated millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation and actually sat on the Clinton Foundation's board. That's not shady at all. Nah. Hunter subsequently would hold in-person video conference meetings with Slim's sons, Carlos Jr. and Tony Slim, between 2011 and 2015, although the laptop does not indicate what came of those encounters. Clearly, though, they were working business. Nothing to see here, right? Hunter also visited Mexico again in March 2011 and April 13 and September of 2014 and February 2015. His final recorded flight to Mexico City was with his father aboard, you guessed it, Air Force 2. In February of 2016, Hunter's business partner, Jeff Cooper, who ran one of the largest asbestos litigation firms in the country, Illinois-based Simmons Cooper, was on the flight as well. Hunter owned 3% of Cooper's venture capital firm, Eudora Global, according to new emails. Cooper, by the way, also appeared in a picture, again, with the President of the United States of America, but nothing to see here. So let's go back to the White House real quick. Let's just go back. Hey, White House, would you like to clarify any of this? Would you like to come clean and tell us, okay, fine, we did know about all the foreign business dealings. Hunter Biden did know it. Would you like to just be intellectually honest and tell us the truth? Would you like to just say, sure, yes, we screwed up. We lied to you for a really long time. We're going to come clean. Nah.
And the president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes. Go ahead.
So
that's it. Where's the media on this? Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. No. Meeting the Mexicans, meeting the Ukrainians, meeting the Russians. Nah, we're not going to talk about this. Oh, by the way, little last one here. In 2016, emails indicate that Hunter Biden messaged Velasco's son from Air Force Two, which was an en route to Mexico for an official visit. Hunter complained to the younger Velasco that he hadn't received reciprocal business favors after, I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the blanking the effing White House and the Vice President's house and the inauguration. Sure does sound like a lot of quid pro quo going on there in Mexico. I hope every one of you will take everything I've told you tonight and share it with your friends. Grab our podcasts that are exposing Hunter Biden and get it out there, because the media is hoping that you know none of this, see none of this, hear none of this. All right. I gave you a ton of info tonight. I understand that, but it's important. And we're going to keep working on this. We're not going to stop. So grab our podcast all week. We will keep exposing this every day.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear, because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.